starts. The subject that I wanted to speak about tonight. I just want to mention a general comment about the Simchat Purim, the Ezer Hashem that we look forward to in another week. Mentions in Mishlei that there is no more effective way that the Yetzer Hara has to penetrate our defenses against him than to wait for a time when we're being mekayem a mitzvah with eating and drinking. If a person is eating and drinking at a mitzvah, so then the Yetzer Hara finds the easiest knisa. And if this is true, of even eating karbonos, which is what he's speaking about, eating shlamim, it certainly is true on atas kama b'kama when it comes to Purim. I want to share with you an interesting Gemara in the beginning of Ein Omri. A Gemara that teaches up very exactly to us the difference between Simcha and Holomus. The difference between Simcha, which is a derech of avodas Hashem, and especially at Purim, and the difference between making fools of ourselves, making a farce of Purim, and acting with disgrace and with disgust. The Gemara says as follows: Abaya havi ko yosi tami de rabba, kazi da havi ko bodach tifor. Abaya was sitting before Rabba, and he noticed that he was laughing a little bit too much. Havi kol bodach tuvo. Omar, he reprimanded his Talmid and he told him, Yilu bir odor. See. Omar Mei Abaya answered him, Ano tfilin menachem. I am wearing my tfilin. Obviously, the Rebbe saw that he's wearing his tefillin. But what he meant to say is that he didn't forget he wasn't Masiach Das from his tefillin. Then the Gemara tells a similar story. Rebbe Yirmiyah Havi Yosef Kami de Rebbe Zeira. Also Chazit Ahavi Kol Bodach Tuvor. And Rebbe Zeira was mocking, he saw his son Rebbe Yirmiyah was laughing a little bit too much. Omar Meidu call Otse Yia Mosorzi. So he also reprimanded him with another pasuk. Omar Mei, Rabbi Yirmiya answered Rabbi Zeira, Anot tefillin menachno. I'm wearing my tefillin. Rashi says, What was the hakpada that Havi called Vodach Tuma? What was Rabba and Reb Zeira? Why were they makbi when they saw the Talmidi Havi Kol Bodach Tuvo? So Rashi says, Yoyser Nidai Nira Kefore Ol. And it appeared to the Rebbe that the Talmid was Kefore Ol. Tfilin Menachno. The Talmidim answered their respective Rabbeim, Tfilin Menachno. Says Rashi, Behem Edus, Shemem Sheles Koni, Umeshorso Omar. The Rashi itself is a Devaltika Uptaich in Kabbalah's Mahu Shemayim, but I don't want to digress into that now. They answered the Rabbeim and they said, we're wearing our tefillin, And that's the Eidus Shemem Shemesh Koni Umeshar So'olai, that the old Malchus Shemayim is upon myself. This Gemara is a gewaltic definition of the guideline between a simcha of mitzvah and a simcha that degenerates into holiness. The simcha of mitzvah is characterized by an old Malchus Shemayim. A person can dance and he can sing with great simcha, and he can eat and drink and enjoy himself as long as he cholimo is not torek ol Malchus Shemayim. Simcha turns into holomus when there's a prikas ol. That difference a person can observe in others, and a person can observe it in himself as well. And when we approach Purim, it's important befrat for B'nai Torah, b'miyuchad for B'nai Torah, to remember that every aspect of Purim has to be related to with an Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't use such a day, understand, such a day, the essence of which is the Kabbalah, the Ol Torah Shobal Peh, which is the heart of the Rambam says the Kabbalah of the Kabbalahs of the Old Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchos Kriya Shema is the Iker Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. I mean, it's the Iker Hakol, is the mitzvah of Limud Torah that we find in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. We shouldn't use such a day only to be porig ol. He will look for a person who's an Omer Dover B'Shem Omro. The man who is humble, the man who will not take credit for something that's not due for him, and will give credit to whom it is due. In order that people should recognize the Hester Ponim of the Ness, of the Geula. Mordechai and Esther easily could have said, if they wouldn't be the personality, the Torah personalities they were, they easily could have said that between the two of them, they saved Klal Yisrael. The whole nest of Purim is the Hester Pun. That's why the Mepharshim mentioned, the Maran also mentioned, the Shem Hashem is not mentioned in the Megillat Esther, in order to indicate that the Ashgachah brought these work from behind the scenes. It was Hester Pun. Who is the individual who is chosen to be a Shliach Hashem to effect an act of Gula? A person who will not say, look what we did. If I wouldn't have been queen, and if Mordechai wouldn't have been in his position, Klal Yisrael would have gone under, we would have been destroyed. But it's a person who says, look at the Gevaltig Hashgacha Pratis, from the brink of destruction and extermination, the Eitrish to rescue us. So it's the Mida of Anove that characterizes the Shliach of the Gula of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in times of Hester Pun. That's why the Maral says that this is so that's taught to us in the Gemara Esther, which was the time when the Hashgacha Pratis slipped into the Mahalach of Hester Pun. And that's why Mordechai and Esther were chosen for the mission, because of their midah of anove. The Omer Dover Hashem Omer needed the honor. But I wanted to suggest, based on what we said last week, another insight into why the midah of anove, particularly, equipped Mordechai to be a Shliach in the Gula of Klal Yisrael at this time. The Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Chof Beis makes a fascinating connection. I'm still a little bit ashamed of myself that when I first saw this, I remember how puzzled I was. But he makes a fascinating connection between the Nida of Anove and the Nida of Chesed. The person who's gifted by a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Chochmah, the person who is gifted by Hashem with wealth, he points out should not be Mizgeya. He shouldn't become arrogant and haughty because of these gifts that he enjoys that other people don't have. On the contrary, he says, he should give of these gifts to others. The person who's an ono is the man who feels he's undeserving of the matonis of the individual. He doesn't know what to do to show Hashem his gratefulness and his thankfulness that he gave him partner, that he gave him health, that he gave him wealth. And therefore he wants to express his inadequacy. He wants to express his lack of this being deserving by at least I can do a share of these matanas with other people. The man who is arrogant always feels that more is coming to him. Why don't I have what other people have? And whatever I have, I should have more. And I got it later, and I should have got it sooner. And therefore, he's not the person who's going to give of himself to others. That's one of the basic characteristics of an ono, is to be a person who gives of himself, who becomes, he becomes a Baal Chesed. I was once dealing with a buffer, not an art machine, that I recognized had to work a lot on the Mida of Anova. And I did not feel it was wise for me to put my cards on the table, so to speak, and to point out to him that this was the big problem that he had to work on, that he had to work in this particular area. So Baruch Hashem, I had the Baltic side of Ishmael. This Mesilas Yesharim came to my mind. And I decided we're going to get in through the back door. And instead of, there were reasons that I felt that the approach would not be wise for him to work on Maisei Anova per se. But I felt that we're going to get in through the back door and I'm going to be Matazei him the Baltic and Maisei Chesed. Based on this Mesilas Yesharim, Chesed is Noveya from Anova. So it's not only the regular Maisei Anova that the Mesilas Yesharim describes that can inculcate the Mida of Anova within a person, but Chesed can do it. And Baruch Hashem, it worked just beautifully. So as I developed a disconnection between Chesed and Anova, the developed insight that he presents. And it's interesting that at the end of the Megillah, the Ibn Ezra points out that it's this Mida of Anova type. And Emerson, he mentions both the Mida of Anova and Chesed. That these two Midas of Anova and Chesed are two Midas with which Mordechai is characterized as the Megillah concludes. It's mamish the last pasuk that we read in the Megillah, because of these two Midos of Mordechai. And obviously, as we're pointing out now, they are not just coincidentally placed together. The Dover Shalom will call Zaro. And Ibn Ezra says, he may hishir ha-kosu, godel ma'amoso v'yanzasanuso, kasher hishir tein ha-moshe adonain. O ish Moshe ono v'yod mekom ha-odom ashar p'nei ha-odom. That he points out that this is the Mido, we'll talk about it shortly, Again, Dover Shalom Lekol Zaro is the Midah of Anovim of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Chasima of Megillas Esther. And immediately preceding, when it says with Doresh Tov Liamo, Ibn Ezra says like this, Daimo Shiasa Tov Ma'asher Yidr Shenom Liamo. It was enough. After all, Mordechai was running a huge empire. It would be enough that a Yid came to him and asked him for a toivah, that he should do a favor for the person. Oyodaimo Shiasa Tov Ma'asher Yidr Shenom Liamo. He teaches the Pasuk Doresh Tov Liamo. And the Mefarshim teaches the Pasuk of Michor, Asos Mishpat V'Avas Chesed, that Mordechai is busy, he was with the affairs of state, had a tremendous tiger. He gave of himself to others. The Maram also mentions on that phrase, that he tried to do chesed b'kol masha efshar to whomever he could. He didn't wait for people to come to him to ask for favors. He used his political connections and otherwise. But he thought, was constantly thinking what he can do. Doresh tov liamo. That there you have this relationship between the midah of anova and the midah of chesed. We mentioned last week that the shoyrish of the tsar, the gzeiris ra, that was leveled against Klal Yisrael in this kufa, came because of the pirud levavos in Klal Yisrael. I wanted to suggest that that's why, another reason, why the midah of anova qualifies a person, qualified Mordechai, now I'm speaking specifically of this period in history, why it qualified Mordechai HaYehudi to be the Shliach to bring the Gula to Klal Yisrael. The same thing is true of Esther, obviously, as we said before. Because since he had the need of another, Doresh Tov Ma'amo, he was a devout of Baal Chesed. A Baal Chesed. When people do chasodim one to the other, then that's ma'ached Klal Yisrael. There's nothing that's ma'ached one person to another than if you do a chesed for him. That's why the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hanose Nekono Mechaveiro, Sorah Mohodio, the Rashi says you do a favor for somebody, you should not keep it a secret, you should tell him in order to be makarei one person to another. But that's what I wanted to suggest, another insight into why the midah of anova equipped Mordechai Dafka to be a shliach of Gula in this group of times. When the Ibn Ezra speaks about the anova of Mordechai, he relates it specifically to this pasuk Dover Shomam Lechol Zara. I read before the end of his page. Now I want to read what he says on the beginning. Dover Shomam Lechol Zara, Hem Bonov, Bene Bonov, his children and his grandchildren. Li Olam Abonim, Yefachtu Meyavihem. Children have an awe and a reverence for their parents and their grandparents. And then he says what we mentioned before. Ibn Ezra points out that where do we see the anova particularly of Mordechai in his relationship with his family? The head of a household, a father, a grandfather, has a position of authority in a family. There's a certain year off that one is supposed to have of parents, and that children and grandchildren naturally have towards parents and grandparents. if in his conduct with his children and with his grandchildren, and we can certainly say with his wife, that's where the true Midah of Anova shows itself. That many times you'll find people that they act with great humility to everyone on the outside, but in their own home, they're tyrants and they're dictators, and they rule with an iron fist, so to speak. And they instill even chas v'sholom and emo yisera betoch beso. Those people are not humble. The true meters of a person is recognizable only in the privacy of his home and how he relates to his family, particularly to his wife. There's an interesting lashon in the Braisa, Mesichas Derech Eretz Zuta. The Chazal say like this: Darkon shol tamidi chachomim. What's the midas of a Talmud Chacham? Onav u'shpal ruach. Zoris memuma oluf lekohodom. Shofel ma'anshe beso. So the Moshon is a fascinating one. It says in the beginning, Darkon shel tamidi chachomi, ono v'shof u'shval ruach. That's what it says in the beginning. Then you have several other meanings, and then you have shofel ma'anshe beso. The b'chayr is redundant. It just said before, ono u'shval ruach. So you see here in this Chazal, and there's also a ton of the Ve'al Yohu, which where you make a similar deal. You see in the Chazal that there's a special quality of Anove that's called a Shofel Ma'anshe Beso. That's a separate Madrega. Just like there's a Madrega of Ono, and there's a Madrega of Shal Ruach, and there are two separate Madregas, the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos. There's a shval ruach na'anshe beso to the members of his family. It's interesting that until this week, I related to this Chazal that this midah refers to the head of the household. As we see Pashtus from the Ibn Ezra. But just the last few days, it suddenly dawned on me, because of a particular episode, I think, it suddenly dawned on me that it's really not true. But that this quality of anova, this sterling, understand, this sterling of the 18-karat anova, the purest form of anova, the anova ma'anshe beso, doesn't just relate to parents and how they talk to their children and their grandparents and how they relate to their grandchildren. But it relates to every one of us. Many times, there are children who create impossible situations in their families. And they speak to their parents with arrogance, with haughtiness, with a lack of respect, and they don't talk to strangers that way. Many times parents will say, why don't you speak to your mother and father the way you talk to strangers? Is that the way you talk to the teachers in school? Is that the way you talk to your rabbi in yeshiva? The way you talk to us? And I began to realize, as I was preparing to speak tonight, I began to realize that really it refers to children, not only to parents. That our real midas also comes out in our families. When you're more relaxed, when your guard is down, when you're not on display in front of strangers, when you're talking to a mother and to a father and to a sister and to a brother, so all of a sudden we're not the type of gentleman that we are when we're on the outside. And the same thing is true of chesed. That many times there are bochrim that they'll do anything for a chover, they'll go out of their way to do chasodim to strangers. But if their sister will ask them for a favor, or a brother wants them to spend, a younger brother will want them to spend a little time with them, that right away there's excuses. So the Midah Banovim and the corollary of Chesed relates to us. Now we go here. I realize I made a mistake. That the Chazal is not just limited to parents. The Chazal relates to everybody. Every member of a family. Bachrin had asked me, what should they do, Bein Hazmani? What's the avoid of a Ben Torah Bein Hazmani? After all, the whole year we're zeichet to sit and learn day and night, Baruch Hashem, 10, 12, 14 hours a day, kol echot v'echot kefi kol. And what's a person supposed to do in the Bein Hazmani? Shema Kadosh mentions that we should be mabakal to shame Bein Hazmani altogether. He shrines the vow against Bein Hazmani. But somehow, we did not institute Bein Hazmani in Yeshiva. It's here. So how do we relate to it? So obviously, first and foremost, a person has to be careful, as we said earlier this evening, not to be poray kol, to be devoted, makti, and davening with tzibur. And a person should be kodeyah iti mekoyer, in the morning and the evening. That's aleph beis. But we're not going to sit and learn a whole day long with Bein Hazmani. We're not going to. A person wants to relax a little bit, and we see somehow the Yeshiva Shevel was koveya that it's permissible to relax a little bit from the normal three storm a day. Every person, again, according to his needs. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to say, the past 5, 6, 7 years in the Yeshiva, that the Devotik Ruach of Torah in the Yeshiva every Bein Hazmani, he did not have it. The first several years of the yeshiva, but the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years, it's heartwarming, strong, minyanim 3 times a day, shmurning sharp from 9 to 1, a ruach of learning the boys who remain here. And it's a gevaltik zach, I must say, it's very heartwarming. The minyan 10 o'clock at night, and minyan for mincha 1:15, it's a gevaltik. All 3 Bein Hazmani. Yeah, this is only the past 6, 7 years. It's a big Kiddush Hashem. I just wanted to know. It's a gevaltik zach. When a bacher goes home, he also has to keep the tzura of a Kabbalist Ol of Torah in tefillin. But I believe that the Iker Avoid, in terms of time, the Iker Avoid in a Bein Hazmani is an avoda to work on Midas of one of another. To be a shofel ma'anshe beiso, when a man goes home, a ben Torah comes home, understand, his whole kof, when he comes home, especially in the Bein Hazmani of Pesach, when there's so much to be done in the home, the kof should be in how he can give of himself to every member of the family. Not what they all should do for him, but they haven't seen him for 8 months, so everybody should stand and wait upon him. Like me as Dayavus came into the house, understand? Whatever they do for me is not enough. After all, I haven't been home for 8 months, and in 3, 4 weeks, I'm going back to the sheep. A Ben Torah who comes into a home in a Bein Hazmani, he has to realize that now the Iker Avoider is to give of himself to every member of the family. To be sensitive to their needs, to be mevatel himself to them. That's the midah of anovin and the midah of chesed. That's got to be our way. Rashi says in Suvas, the Gemara, Lomom teheidaito sho'odom urebes imabrios. So Rashi says, Nasos me'ish ve'ish kirtzono. And a person has to learn to be a urebes imabrios within his own family. Every member of a family has different needs. Everyone has different needs. And the biggest avoider, a devoted makom, to work on midas is within our own families. Next is within the yeshiva. But the whole year we're not with the family. So when we go home, that should be the Iker Dogesh. The Dogesh of our avoider should be, we should think from the time we walk into the house until we go back to the yeshiva, we should think, what can we do to give of ourselves to members of the family, to parents and to brothers and to sisters? That's the avodah of Purim, and that's the avodah of Pesach. And in a broader sense, it's the avodah of every day of the year. The avodah of every yontif should be carried over to every day of the year. But it's the mida of anocha and the mida of chesed that makes a person roi and worthy to be a shliach, to be made in guma l'omer.